ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 3, द स्टेटस क्वो, चैप्टर 13, द अपीयरेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड वराहा, पार्ट 1, वर्सेस 1 थ्रू 33 एंड 46 थ्रू 50। लॉर्ड वोर सेव्स द अर्थ एंड किल्स हिरण्याक्ष। श्री शुकदेव गोस्वामी देन सेड, ओ किंग, after hearing all those most virtuous topics from the sage Maitreya, Vidura inquired further on the topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which Vidura adored to hear. Vidura then said, O great sage, what did Swayambhuva, the dear son of Lord Brahma, do after obtaining his very loving wife? O best of the virtuous, the original King of Kings, Manu, was a great devotee of the Personality of Godhead, Hari. And thus it is worth hearing of Swayambhuva's sublime character and activities. Please describe them, for I am very eager to hear. For persons who hear from a spiritual master with great labor, and for a long time, must also hear from the mouths of pure devotees about the character and activities of other pure devotees. Pure devotees always think within their hearts of the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, who awards his devotees liberation. Shukadeva Goswami then said, the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, was pleased to place his lotus feet on the lap of Vidura because Vidura was very meek and gentle. Sage Maitreya was very pleased with Vidura's words, and being influenced by Vidura's spirit, Maitreya attempted to speak. After his appearance, Manu, the father of mankind, along with his wife Shatarupa, thus addressed the reservoir of Vedic wisdom, Lord Brahma, with obeisances and folded hands. You are the father of all living entities, and you are the source of their subsistence, because they are all born of you. Please order us how we may be able to render service unto you. O worshipful one, please give us your direction for the execution of duty within our working capacity, so that we can follow it for fame in this life and progress in the next. Lord Brahma replied, my dear son, O Lord of the world, I am very pleased with you, and so I desire all blessings for both you and your wife. You have, without reservation, surrendered yourself unto me with your heart for my instructions. O hero, your example is quite befitting a son in relationship with his father. This sort of adoration for the superior is required. One who is beyond the limit of envy and who is sane accepts the order of his father with great delight, executing it to his full capacity. Since you are my very obedient son, I ask you to beget children qualified like yourself in the womb of your wife. Rule the world in pursuance of the principles of devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus worship the Lord by performances of yajna, sacrifice. O King, if you can give proper protection to the living beings in this material world, that will be the best service for me. For when the Supreme Lord sees you to be a good protector of the conditioned souls, then certainly Hrishikesha, the master of the senses, will be very pleased with you. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardana, is the form to accept all the results of sacrifice. For if Krishna is not satisfied, then one's labor for advancement is futile. Janardana is the ultimate self, and therefore, one who does not satisfy Krishna certainly neglects one's own interests. Sri Manu then said to his father, Lord Brahma, O all-powerful Lord, O killer of all sins, I shall abide by your order. Now, please let me know my place and that of the living entities born of me. O master of the demigods, please attempt to lift the earth, which is merged in the great water, because the earth is the dwelling place for all living entities, and it can be done by your endeavor and by the mercy of the Lord. Sri Maitreya then said, Thus seeing the earth merged in the water, Brahmaji gave his attention for a long time how it could be lifted, and he was thinking, While I have been engaged in the process of creation, the earth has been inundated by a deluge and has gone down into the depths of the ocean. What can we do who are engaged in this matter of creation? It is best to let the Almighty Lord direct us. Sri Maitreya continued, O sinless Vidura, all of a sudden, while Brahma was engaged in thinking, a small form of a boar came out of his nostril. The measurement of the creature was not more than the upper portion of a thumb. O descendant of Bharata, while Brahmaji was observing the boar, that boar became situated in the sky in a wonderful manifestation, as gigantic as a great elephant. Struck with wonder at observing the wonderful boar-like form in the sky, Lord Brahma, along with great brahmanas like Marichi, as well as the Kumaras and Manu, began to argue in various ways. Is this some extraordinary entity come in the pretense of a boar? It is very wonderful that he has come from my nose. First of all, this boar was seen no bigger than the tip of a thumb, and within a moment he was as large as a stone. My mind is perturbed. Is he the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu? And while Brahma was deliberating with his sons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, roared tumultuously like a great mountain. The omnipotent Supreme Personality of Godhead enlivened Brahmaji and the other highly elevated brahmanas by again roaring with his uncommon voice, which echoed in all directions. When the great sages and thinkers, who are residents of Janaloka, Tapoloka, and Satyaloka, heard the tumultuous voice of Lord Boar, which was the all-auspicious sound of the all-merciful Lord himself, they chanted auspicious chants from the three Vedas. Playing like an elephant, Varahadeva entered into the water after roaring again in reply to the Vedic prayers by the great devotees. Lord Bor is the object of Vedic prayers, and thus Varahadeva understood that the devotee's prayers were meant for him. Before entering the water to rescue the earth, Lord Bor flew in the sky, slashing his tail while his hard hairs quivered. Varahadev's very glance was luminous, and he scattered the clouds in the sky with his hoofs and glittering white tusks. Lord Bor was personally the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and was therefore transcendental. And yet, because he had the body of a hog, Varahadev searched after the earth by smell. Varahadeva's tusks were fearful, and he glanced over the devotee brahmanas who were engaged in offering prayers. Thus, Lord Bor entered the water. Diving into the water like a great mountain, Varahadev divided the middle of the ocean, and so two high waves appeared as the arms of the ocean, which cried loudly as if praying to Varahadev. O Lord of all sacrifices, please do not cut me in two. Kindly give me protection. Varahadev then penetrated the water with his hooves, which were like sharp arrows, and he found the limits of the ocean, although it was unlimited. Lord Bor saw the earth, the resting place for all living beings, lying as it was in the beginning of creation. And so Lord Bor personally lifted the earth. Varahadev very easily took the earth on his tusks and got the earth out of the water. Thus, Lord Bor appeared very splendid. Then, his anger glowing like the Sudarshana wheel, Varahadev immediately killed the demon Hiranyaksha, although the demon tried to fight with Lord Bor. Thereupon, Varahadev killed the demon within the water, just as a lion kills an elephant. The cheeks and tongue of Lord Bor became smeared with the blood of the demon Hiranyaksha, just as an elephant becomes reddish from digging in the purple earth. Then the Lord, playing like an elephant, suspended the earth on the edge of his curved white tusks. Varahadev assumed a bluish complexion like that of a tamala tree, and thus the sages, headed by Brahmaji, could understand Lord Bor to be none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so they offered respectful obeisances and prayers unto Varahadev. Sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. Lord Bor, being thus worshipped by all the great sages and transcendentalists, touched the earth with his hooves, placing it on the water of Garbhodaka. And so in this manner, the personality of Godhead, Vishvaksena, Lord Vishnu himself, the maintainer of all living entities, Prajapati, raised the earth from within the water, and having placed it afloat on the water, Varahadev returned to his own abode. If one hears and describes, in a devotional attitude, this auspicious narration of Lord Bor, which is worthy of description, the Lord, Krishna, who is within the heart of everyone, is very pleased. Nothing remains unachieved when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is pleased with someone. By transcendental achievement, one understands everything else to be insignificant. So one who engages in transcendental loving service to the Lord is elevated to the highest perfectional stage by the Lord Himself, who is seated in everyone's heart as Param Atma, the Supersoul. Now, who other than one who is not a human being can exist in this world and not be interested in the ultimate goal of life? Who can refuse the nectar of narrations about the personality of Godhead, Krishna's activities, which by itself can deliver one from all material pangs? Recorded April 14, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Sati dashana shikare dharani javalagna shashani kalanka kaleva nimagna basati dashana shikare dharani javalagna shashani kalanka kaleva nimagna vasati dashana shikare dharani chavalagna shashani kalanka kaleva nimagna keshavadita shukara rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadrita Praha Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadrita Shukara Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha, Jaya Jagadisha, Jaya Jagadisha, Hare, Hare, Jaya Jagadisha, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, you have assumed the form of a transcendental boar. All glories unto you. The earth, which had become immersed in the Garbhodaka ocean at the bottom of the universe, sits fixed upon the tip of your tusk like a spot upon the moon. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. One who has diverse energies and activities, and who also has a wonderful brain, is known as Sahasra Shirsnaha. This qualification is applicable only to the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and no one else. According to Jiva Goswami, the topics delineated in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam are of different millenniums. The present topics are of the Shveta Varaha millennium, while topics regarding the Chakshusha millennium are also discussed in this chapter. The Supreme Lord Krishna has no material form, but his form is always understood in terms of the Vedas. The Vedas are said to be the breath of the Lord, and that breath was inhaled by Brahmaji, the original student of the Vedas. Varahadev is described herein as Mahidra, which means either a big mountain or the sustainer of the earth. In other words, Varahadeva's body was as big and hard as the Himalayan mountains. Otherwise, how was it possible that Lord Bor kept the entire earth on the support of his white tusks? Varahadeva found the earth on the bottom of the Garbhodaka ocean, where the planets rest during the devastation at the end of Lord Brahma's day. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the Vedic literatures describe the incarnation of Lord Bor in two different devastations, namely the Chakshusha devastation and the Swayambhuva devastation. This particular appearance of Lord Varaha actually took place in the Swayambhuva devastation, when all planets other than the higher ones, such as Jana, Mahar, and Satya, were merged in the water of devastation. This particular incarnation of Varahadev was seen by the inhabitants of the planets mentioned above. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti suggests that the sage Maitreya amalgamated both of the boar incarnations from different devastations and summarized them in his description to Vidura. The narration of the activities of the personality of Godhead is like a constant flow of nectar. No one can refuse to drink such nectar except one who is not a human being. Devotional service to the Lord is the highest goal of life for every human being, and such devotional service begins by hearing about the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. So, only an animal or a man who is almost an animal in behavior can refuse to take an interest in hearing the transcendental message of the Lord. There are many books of stories and histories in the world, but except for the histories or narrations on the topics of the personality of Godhead, none are capable of diminishing the burden of material pangs. Therefore, one who is serious about eliminating material existence must chant and hear of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. Otherwise, one must be compared to the non-humans.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.